Check it, better get it from Modern Grooves and Beats Podcast. Modern Grooves and Beats Podcast. Tip your glass by the beats, son. I'm drinking on something that'll never be gone. Modern Grooves and Beats Podcast. Modern Grooves and Beats Podcast.
You're listening to episode 204 of Modern Brews and Beats. I'm Jerry Richard, JW Richard with NTX Beer, and that's ntxbeer.net and NTX underscore beer on the socials. And with me is Cool Tony D out of Morrilton, Arkansas. Tony, how are you doing?
Man, I'm good. I'm blessed. The weather is cooled down in central Arkansas, so those high 90s are no longer, they're a thing of the past right now, Jerry, so I'm enjoying my low 80s right now.
Well, we're not quite there yet in Texas, but we're getting there. But we are joined by Anthony Bell, Chief Marketing Officer with Moore's Brewing out of Chicago. Anthony, how are you tonight?
Peace and blessful, man. I can't be any happier. Thank you guys for having us on. Things just keep getting bigger and better and brighter for us. So I feel gorgeous as usual, man.
I love it. I love it. And looking forward to sharing more about Moore's Brewing. I got a chance to really try. I think I had the Pilsner once before, but when I went to Barrel and Flow this year, I had the Kolsch. And man, I look forward to the day when I can grab some of that here locally. Now I'll say that. So we're going to do a quick round robin.
You got to come to Chicago and grab it, baby. You got to come to Chicago and grab it.
Well, you know what? It's interesting. Tony wasn't too, well, I was going to say he wasn't too far from Chicago, but he was probably about 2 hours away by train. In fact, we're doing our beer round robin. He was recently in Champaign. Was it right, Tony?
Yeah, I was down in Champaign for work last week, chilling out in the cornfields of Champaign.
I think that our homecoming was like last week, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. So. It was. Yeah. I left the Saturday of homecoming. I had but yeah, they looked like they was about to party down on campus.
Oh yeah, no, I mean, all of us are graduates of U of I.
Oh, dope.
Me and my three partners. Yeah, so me and my two partners. So we try to get down there every homecoming, and just do what we do, you know, celebrate. Especially now that we have Moore's Beer, it gives an even more reason to celebrate and do the tailgates and all that stuff. So it makes it fun.
I love it. I love it.
Absolutely.
Well, I'll talk about my most recent trip down to Champaign. Now, please correct me if I'm wrong. Champaign, Urbana? Is that how? Yeah. Okay, yeah. So I got the chance to, I was there for 4 days, and I got the chance to check out Triptych Brewing, Riggs, and there's I guess it's called 25 O'Clock Brewing Company that was there. And I enjoyed all the beers I had, but one that stood out to me was the Hefeweizen from Riggs. I love a good Hefeweizen. If I see it on a menu, that's where a lot of times I'm going to ask for that pint of a Hefeweizen. So what did I do? I bought two in a can and packed it back with me. I have them right here in my refrigerator. Don't worry, Jerry. I will save you one, brother.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, it was a damn good beer. I drank a couple of them. I also had some in my downstairs in my hotel bar. So yeah, shout out to Riggs while I was up there hanging out in their Hefeweizen. Really good brew.
Sweet. Sweet.
So I mean I would have to, my call out would have to be our new Kolsch. It is like, I call it my boat beer.
Okay.
First time I had it, we cracked it open on the boat, and it was just so crisp and clean. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, oh my God, this is my boat beer. You know, it's got an adjunct of as you pair at the end. Nice. It's so crisp and clean. It's just, and flavorful, but it doesn't weigh you down. That's what I like about it. It doesn't weigh you down.
I can testify. That does not weigh you down. You want more of it.
Yep.
You know, you can sit back and just and chill with that beer. Yeah.
On the boat.
On the boat. On the boat.
On the boat. On the boat on Lake Michigan. I get it. I love it.
Right.
I'm down for that. What about you, Jerry? What you been sipping?
So I was in Abilene this weekend, right? A little bit west of the DFW area. And I visited Grain Theory and had several beers from them. But the one that really stood out was their French Saison, which was a perennial bloom and really nice Belgian yeast character going on there and a little floral note to that, that really made it a solid thing. I'm a note of spice on that, but yeah, their perennial bloom French Saison was very, very good. So that's the brew within the last week that I've had. What was everybody listening to? Anthony, I know, I mean, again, I know you're out and about, but you got any thing that's been popping in your ears, something that's been like really bubbling up, whether it's big on the charts or something you're reading?
You know what? I mean, this morning, for some reason, Crucial Conflict, Hey, was just in my head all day.
Right on.
You know, I'm from the West Side, so it's like, you know, that's it was just in my head like all day. But besides that, I'm listening to this group out of Chicago, King Drive. I mean, if you're familiar with, like, let's say Griselda or Wu-Tang, this group out of Chicago named King Drive is very comparable to that. And it's like, I've been bumping their stuff like religiously. So.
Very cool. We'll definitely check that out. We'll check that out.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So I swear this literally happened by chance. But I actually listened to the latest album of Rhyme Fest, a Chicago hip hop artist. his last album came out back in February called James and Nikki, A Conversation. And I was like, dude, that's crazy. I'm listening to this album, and tomorrow we have a interview with a brewery out of Chicago. So no, it was a 9 tracks. You know, I'm not too familiar with Rhyme Fest either.
Let me tell you about it. You
want I liked it. It was a really good album.
Well, so Rhyme Fest is like probably, well, first of all, he wrote Jesus Walks with Kanye.
Yep.
That's number one. Number two, he's probably one of the dopest freestyle artists, not just in Chicago, but probably like nationally. I'll give him top 10 on a freestyle. But we've done some work together in the past. I'm a musician myself. Y'all don't know that, but you know, I don't talk about that.
We don't know that. See, that's a word. We're finding out more and more. So, are you an MC? Do you play instruments?
I do. I write, perform, record, produce a lot of stuff. I don't even know how many albums I've sold over, but I mostly right now I write. You know,
okay.
I'm too old to get on stage, but on special occasions I get on the stage. But you know,
but you saying that you're a musician, that doesn't surprise me. I mean, just I know from the time I met you at Barrel and Flow and just connected with your card, I was like, oh, there's a whole lot more. We're going to talk. And so this doesn't surprise me what you're saying, you're a musician. All right.
There's way more than meets the eye, you know. The reason that I feel really blessed, to be honest, is because all the talents that me and my two brothers were able to bring together under this one umbrella called Moore's Beer. But we're all like, you know, specifically talented in different ways. And so this was like kind of the culmination of all of our talents. And we were able to bring them all together. And while we've done stuff in the past together, like this, we feel like is the one, you know. Just to keep it, you know, keep it a buck.
That is fantastic. In fact, I am going to put what I'm listening to in the show notes. That is a great point to actually get back into the story of how this brewery came in place. So tell me your history with craft beer generally before you even thought about making Moore's a reality.
Well, really, truly, our history within the beer, wine, and spirits market has just been always on the advertising side and the marketing side. The story goes as such. My brother Damon was in Miami working as a consultant for, you know, different high-end restaurants and bars and stuff like that. So when COVID hit, he was like, yo, I got to do something else, right? So he started, like, doing deliveries to like, you know, mansions and stuff like that, and being a consultant on that. And what happened was he ended up going to a mansion, and it was like 20 African-American couples from Louisville, Kentucky. And he was delivering a bunch of beer. And he was like, yo, y'all drink beer like that? And they were like, yeah. So he called my other brother, Jamal, and was like, yo, what you think about making a beer? So Jamal called me and was like, Sherrod, like, well, so my first name is Anthony, but everybody calls me Sherrod. So anyway, he was like, Sherrod, like, Damon said we need to do a beer. And I'm like, what? You know?
Yeah.
So then we did all the investigation, did all the work, built out a whole plan. And my brother Jay came up with the name. He called me one day. He was like, we're going to call it Moore's. And I was like, now we got something to chew on. And we found the brewmaster to make our beer. And we focused in on what we do best, which is being able to present a brand to the public that is not just only cool, but that says something for the community and does something for commerce and does something for culture. And so that's what we lean into. And that's how it happened.
Wow. So what inspired him to call it Moore's? What was that connection that he wanted to
put out to the community? Well, we were talking about things like that it had to represent something historical. It had to represent something that was about community. It had to represent something that was about commerce, something about culture. It had to be cool. It had to be, you know. And the one thing that, you know, we found was the fact that, you know, this was a very interesting fact. The Moorish people introduced the fermentation and distillation process throughout Europe. And they ran Europe for 800 years. And we don't hear about that in our history books as kids. And so it's like, what if we put a black man on a beer can that's a Moorish king and told the story on the side of the can? What difference would that make within this space that's 99%, you know, owned by, you know, white males? Can we move the needle? And Jamal landed on it, and that was it. It was like, I was like, all right, let's work. That's it.
That's great. I actually read about 4,000 words of Arabic origin are, you know, in Spanish, including alcohol and chemistry, which is perfect for beer, right?
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Alcohol. Alcohol is what it was called. And that's where the term alcohol comes from, is from the Moorish term alcohol. And they developed the fermentation and distillation process.
What was it like finding a brewmaster that would fit what you were looking for? I mean, one, I guess I'd say this only because I'm thinking, okay, if you are not homebrewers yourselves, what was it like to find someone to really fit what you wanted in the beer?
I can tell you this, to be quite honest. People told us that we would never sell beer north of the river because we were a black-owned beer brand. It was like, you'll never sell beer north of the river, right? And so we searched and searched and searched, and we presented to several different breweries, brew houses. And it just so happens, my brother Damon ran into Drew Fox over at 18th Street, an African-American brewer.
Right.
And he was like, listen, like, I don't even brew with people, but what y'all talking about is powerful. And so he opened the door for us. And then, you know, other manufacturers have opened their doors for us as well. But it was Drew Fox over at 18th Street Brewery. Shout out, peace and blessings.
Absolutely.
That really kind of opened the door for us when nobody else believed that we could actually do it to the degree and to the level that we're doing it. We knew we could.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause we've done other things, but he was the only one that was like, yeah. And he just happened to be like the rock star of craft beer. like internationally known. Like that's the dude. You know what I mean? So we call it a blessing. I wouldn't call it luck. I would call it God's will.
So take me to that first beer, right? I mean, yeah. What was the first beer that
the you Session came Ale. To?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So Damon connected with a sommelier and a Michelin star chef. And me and Jamal got with them. Well, all three of us got together and we started to like craft like the first recipe. Like, what if it tasted like this? What if it tasted like that? You know? And, you know, we just kind of let them do their work. And here's one thing I just want to say real quick. It's like the smartest person in the room is the man that know he ain't the smartest at the other thing.
I hear that.
I do marketing. I let other people do what they do, right? So if we got a Michelin star chef, that's our guy, and we got a sommelier, that's our guy, let's rely on them to help us craft the recipe. And that's the one thing that, in terms of like African American community, we need to start like Voltroning, if you will.
right. Using each other's strengths like that. Yeah.
Using each other's strengths.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Totally.
Yeah. So yeah, that's how it kind of came about. And you know, Drew and his team over there at 18th Street, they crafted our first beer. And what was wild was we only made a limited amount and we sold out in 2 weeks. We were like, what? Like we knew we had something real then.
So was this sold out in cans, in kegs? Okay. Yeah.
It sold out in cans at first, and then we started producing kegs.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. Do you remember that moment when, I mean, I knew, like I said, you had in your mind, you knew that you'd be able to make it happen. But do you remember seeing one of those people who said you'd never sell it north of the river catch that can north of the river and kind of go like, what?
Nah, I mean, it's funny. It's really interesting because those same people now come to us and try to, you know, form partnerships, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, but that's the way it goes. You know, as an African American owned business, it's like, you know, you have to have the faith and belief in yourself before anything. You have to believe that it is possible before anything. Because if you don't believe it, then how can you convince somebody else?
Right.
First of all, we like brothers, right?
Yeah.
And so, like, we're really open and honest with each other. And if there's a problem or issue, we solve it, right? But we take that same application to our business. If there's a problem, then we solve it.
You know, being craft beer, you've got, you know, individuals that may enjoy beer, but they usually go to the grocery store and get.
I will tell you this.
Yeah.
I'm gonna just jump right into your question because I already know, because this was a part of our strategy. People think that African Americans don't buy craft beer because it's too expensive. That's not the truth. They buy Jordans at $220. It's just not, you're not speaking to them in the way that they want to be spoken to, right? You have to be able to speak to them in a way and in a method that actually resonates with somebody that doesn't know about craft beer. If you don't know about Mike's or you don't know about a Mercedes and they tell you like, oh, it's a great vehicle, you got to be able to explain it to them. Why would I want it? Why do I want to buy it? Why does this appeal to my lifestyle? So what we set out to do was create a badge brand. It's like, if you got this brand, if you mess with Moore's Beer, that means you know something about something. You know what I mean? Like, you know something. Because we've taught you about what it is. Right? And so that's what we want to represent. That's the culture part of our tenet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We have to introduce our culture to craft beer. Because there ain't no reason why we should be going around drinking, and you know, I don't want to name no brands, but I will. Like a 211. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no reason you should go around drinking that. When you got a nice quality craft beer that's made by one of your people, you ain't got to be doing all that. And I know. Right? And so that's our job. I call it education and libation at the same time. So we're going to educate you about something that you didn't learn in school, which is the Moors and how they, you know, traversed all the way through Europe for 800 years. Science, mathematics, technology, architecture, and fermentation and distillation. So when it comes down to being a craft beer, we like to call ourselves the original craftsmen because we showed y'all how to do this.
Yeah, see, I love that. That being a sociology major, you taught me something tonight that I didn't even know. So I got to go do some research myself. And that's why I knew this was going to be beneficial tonight. So I'm all ears, man. This is fantastic.
No, I appreciate the opportunity, man.
Where else can people find your beers? Are they just in the Chicago area? And again, coming from Texas, I'm not familiar with like all the different places around.
In Chicago, the main retailers would be Mariano's, Whole Foods, Jules, Benny's, as well as like your local mom and pop like lounges that are in the community, to where people that are our age like to go to. And then as well as, you know, if you flying out of O'Hare or Midway, you can find us in the airport. You know, we're everywhere. We try to be everywhere. And that's the one thing that I love when people say that. It's like, man, y'all everywhere. Like, I'm in Evanston right now. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And my brother is, I don't know where he is, but he's somewhere. And my other brother's somewhere else, too. I don't even know where they're at. Like,
wow.
So, you know, we always activating. We do at least like maybe 5 to 7 events a week, mm-hmm. all across the city of Chicago. But you can find us in Chicago. You can find us at all the Whole Foods in New York. You can also find us in Jersey. We just opened up there. You can find us in Jersey. Indianapolis is coming soon. We do pop-ups in Atlanta and Dallas during special events. We intend to expand and be everywhere that all our people are, but not just our people, which is our core audience, but also our cultural allies.
Yes.
Our cultural allies, the people, like, for example, my brother Jay always say this, it's like hip hop, you know, gangster rap ain't for white people, right? But they buy it.
Right.
You know, so what we like to do is craft our beer to be like, your mom, you know, you go to somebody else's house, they make their macaroni and cheese one way. We make our macaroni and cheese for us, but you're going to love it. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. Right. And you talk about education and libation. Are there other ways that you connect to the community that are even stretched beyond Moore's Beer?
Oh, yeah. We have the Care Moore Foundation. And we do a lot of community service there. Actually, our annual event, the Emancipation Ball, we raise funds for student scholarships. We raise funds for small businesses. So the Emancipation Ball is like the premier Juneteenth event in Chicago. It's really, really amazing. Everybody comes out for it. It's the who's who, the creme de la creme, and everybody donates. And then it's so amazing to be able to give like $20,000 to a kid to go to school, right? Or like, you know, $10,000 to a small business. It's like that, it's amazing feeling, but we've created a platform through the Care Moore Foundation and the Emancipation Ball that allows people to say, like, we know what time of this year it is. And so, you know, we're businesses too. So everybody, you know, word to Waka, who I was just with the other day, Waka Waka, I put my money up.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I know that's right.
It's beautiful, and it's a beautiful, beautiful experience. And like I said, everybody, all the who's who comes out. It's the premier Juneteenth event in Chicago. But next year, we plan to expand it and have it like simulcast in different cities. So let's say we in Atlanta. Let's say we in Dallas. We in Chicago. We in New York, whatever. And the big screen got everybody on it. And you can come up and say hi to somebody that you don't even know. Right? So we're gonna take the Emancipation Ball national.
Well, we look forward to seeing if it's streaming Dallas way, for sure.
Yeah. We were just down in Dallas. I was just, you know what? This might be an offline conversation, but anyway, my girl Dominique, she owns a couple of spaces down there. The Q Network, you familiar with the Q Network?
That sounds familiar. That definitely sounds familiar.
Yeah, yeah. She just came to Chicago and came to our event out here at the Inglewood Arts Fest. We did an Inglewood Arts Fest, so we had all these artists and the Chicago Drill Team, the Bucket Boys. That's where Waka was at, performing. Yeah. And Twista performed. It was a wonderful thing. Wonderful thing. Wow.
That's fresh. I would love that. Yeah, so we'll definitely have to connect. I mean, Tony, while he lives in Morrilton, Arkansas now, from the DFW area, so, you know, it would just be a matter of just knowing when you're around.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Man. You let me know when I need to come down. My little sister lives down there, so let me know.
Okay. We can definitely let you know. Appreciate this. I mean, Anthony, I really thank you for your time. I knew that this would be a fun conversation. I just thank you so much for the opportunity of sharing more about the beer. And we will be sharing the website and how we'll be able to follow you and see what things are going on. So that everybody, especially whether they're here in Dallas or they get up into Illinois, can grab some of that beer.
Absolutely. You can find us at Moore's Beer on Instagram or mooresbeer.com. We would love for the people in Dallas to like start to understand like who we are and what we do and like how special what we've created is. And we want everybody to be able to take part in it and take pride in it.
I like that. I like that very much. Thank you. Tony, where can people find you on social when you're talking about music, sports, all the things?
Yeah, you can find me at Cool Tony D on Instagram and X. I'm also on Spotify and SoundCloud with some sweet playlists. Real quick, my brother Anthony, I will be in Chicago March 5th through the 8th, and I will be making a stop at the brewery, most definitely. So,
okay, well,
please put that on your calendar.
I'm going to make you make some stops all over the place, because when if you come into my city, we're going to get down, baby.
Let's do it, man. Now, I do have to work, too.
But Chicago loves to show out.
I'm down, man. I do have to work, too. Now, once I'm done with work, I'm fair. I'm fair game. But I think this is a really cool, man, because next week we're actually talking to a buddy of mine who is a beat maker, a hip-hop beat maker from Chicago by the name of Cozy Cole G., who just released his third beat tape album recently. So I told him, man, I'm gonna name drop you tonight, so our guests can know who you are.
You can name drop me. Everybody know me as Sherrod, not Anthony. Everybody know me as Sherrod Shivers. Name Got drop it. Me. Name drop King Drive. No. Name drop. Name drop Rhymefest. Name drop. whoever. Like if he got beat tapes, we got him. Name drop the Soul Selector DJs. It's 100 DJs around the city of Chicago.
Yeah,
that's a coalition. So if you need some beats, hey, name drop everything.
Name drop. I love it. I love it, man. But yeah, we'll definitely get you back here so we can talk music next time for sure.
Indeed.
Let's do that. Yeah,
but Jerry,
where can they find you at, Jerry?
NTXbeer.net. So NTX_beer on social. NTXbeer.net is the website. We've got the notes for Modern Brews and Beats podcast there. You can also follow Modern Brews and Beats, all one phrase, at Instagram, M Brews Beats on Twitter, X. And again, we thank you for listening to episode 204. Like we say every week, enjoy your favorite brews, enjoy your favorite beats, but please do not drive drunk. Please call a cab, Lyft, Uber, a friend, or be a friend if someone needs to get home safe. Thank you for listening to Modern Brews and Beats.